I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. and Germany still push for diplomacy in the Ukraine crisis. President Barack Obama says that providing Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons in its fight against Russia-backed separatists remains an option, but no decision has yet been made. Speaking during a joint news conference at the White House Monday with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Obama said they continue to seek a diplomatic answer.
My hope is that through these diplomatic efforts, those costs have become high enough that Mr. Putin's preferred option is for a diplomatic resolution. And I won't prejudge whether or not they'll be successful.
President Obama says Russia is continuing its aggression against Ukraine, sending in tanks and artillery to support separatists in violation of last September's ceasefire agreement. The European Union decided Monday to delay imposing sanctions on additional Ukrainian separatists and Russians to await the outcome of a four-nation summit on the Ukraine conflict Wednesday in Minsk. Nigeria's Boko Haram militants launched new attacks in Niger and Cameroon on Monday as the group's leader vowed to defeat soldiers fighting the group. Witnesses say Boko Haram gunmen attacked a prison in a southeastern Niger town of Difa, but were driven back by Niger's army. There was no word on casualties or whether any prisoners escaped. Reports from northern Cameroon said militants had seized a bus with at least 18 people on board. Egypt suspended all major football games in the country and ordered an investigation into a violent clash in a Cairo suburb between security forces and football fans that left more than 20 people dead. Sunday's violence broke out when police fired tear gas and birdshot into a corridor of fans trying to get into Air Defense Stadium. This is VOA.